November 6, 1938. One act in the divine will encloses and embraces all. All that the creature has to do is in God. How the human acts find the divine acts. My poor mind feels transported by a supreme force in the sea of the divine will, and no matter how I travel around in it, I can never do it all. Its immensity is such that my littleness cannot see it or embrace it all, and no matter how long I walk, because of its great immensity, I seem to have done only a few steps. So I remained amazed, and my sweet Jesus, surprising me with his short little visit, told me, "My good daughter, my immensity is unreachable. The creature can never embrace it all, and no matter how much we give her of ourselves, she is like little drops, compared to our immensity. It is sufficient to say that even one single act of our will is so huge as to surpass all possible imaginable beings. It encloses and embraces everyone and everything. Therefore, when the creature offers her act to be invested by our will, the glory we receive is so great that it occupies the whole creation. The creation, in fact, is without reason, while the act in which the creature lets us operate has the fullness of the human reason that, invested by the divine reason, surpasses heaven, sun and all else. So, if the glory we receive is great, the love we receive in return is almost incredible, and the good that the creature receives is incalculable. As soon as she gives us her act and we make it ours, all things want to give themselves to her, the sun with its track, the heaven with its immensity, the wind with its power and empire. All things find a place in that act and want to donate themselves so that their God may be glorified with the fullness of the human reason which they do not possess." Then Jesus was silent. And I was thinking to myself, how is it possible that just upon entering the divine will our acts acquire such a good? Then Jesus added, "My daughter, this happens in a simple and natural way, because our divine being is very, very simple as well as our acts. Now, you must know that everything good the creature was supposed to do, has been done, formed and fed by our divine volition. One can say that her acts existed, exist and will exist in it. They are as if lined up in order, each with its place in our will. Even more, they are first formed in us and then, in time, we deliver them to light. Now, upon entering our will, the soul finds what is already hers, and we want her to take it. So, the human acts find our divine acts, established by us for her. They fling themselves, they transform themselves, kissing and locking themselves inside our divine acts, possessing them already. So the human becomes divine. Since our divine act is great and immense, the human act, so small, feels as if it is dissolving in the divine, as if it is losing its life. But this is not true. The little life exists, the human reason is dissolved in ours, locked in ours, occupied by ours, with great honor for itself and great glory for us, who gave ourselves to the creature. Playing with the little atom of the human will, we make such prodigies of love, glory and sanctity as to astonish the whole of heaven and earth. We feel rewarded for having created the creature with the whole creation. You must know that everything the creature does in our will remains written in our fiat with indelible characters of light. These are acts that, with their infinite value, will have the power to give the creature her kingdom. Therefore we wait for these acts to be performed. They will return so much love and glory to us, and so many graces to the living creatures, as to even up the sides between creator and creature, and let our will reign in the middle of the human family. One act in our will is so great that we can do and give everything. After this he added, "My daughter, as the soul enters my will, she finds all the truths that I manifested to her and that she has learned about my will. When they were revealed to her, she received the seed of each of them, so she feels their possession. Now, as she enters it, she feels those truths within herself, but she also finds them in my fiat. They are like many queens who take her by the hand and bring her higher up in God by letting themselves be more known, and by giving her new light and graces. My truths form the ascent through which to reach God, and God, seeing this creature rising toward his arms, feels so much love that he then descends into the depth of the creature to delight in his truths, and to strengthen and instruct her on how she has to live her life in those truths that she has learned. We can say that the soul and God form a divine society, working together and loving with one love. Now, you must know that the acts done in my will unite all times, making one single time. There is no distance among them. They are so much centered within each other that, although innumerable, they form as one. So much so, that within my will one loves and adores, uniting all times. They are found all together with the very acts that innocent Adam did when he loved and worked in the divine fields of Arfiat. All acts are incorporated with the acts of love of our Supreme Being, that have the power to center themselves in all to take their place of honor everywhere. They can say, wherever my will is, that is our place. These acts done in our will are provided with divine value. Each one possesses a new happiness, a new joy, so that the creature can form in her own acts innumerable joys, content and endless happiness. She can form by herself a paradise of delights and beatitudes in addition to the one that her Creator will give her. This is natural, because when my will operates within us as well as in the creature, it makes rise the fullness of its joys and delights, investing all it does. Possessing by nature ever new seas of infinite joys, it cannot operate without generating new joys and delights. Therefore, all things done in my volition acquire by its virtue the joys of the celestial creatures, the inseparability of all the goods. All times are mine and I make only one time out of them. What a joy in being able to say, I myself form my own paradise, because the divine fiat worked together with me.